Now we come to the fourth chapter here of 1 Corinthians, and we have here the last chapter in which Paul is dealing with the divisions and the party spirit that was in the church in Corinth. And in this chapter, he speaks of the conditions of Christ's servants, and that is what should constrain Christian conduct. And will you note here how he begins? He says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Now, let me pause there for just a moment in that very wonderful verse. Actually, we are all ministers of Christ. Every believer is a minister of Christ. I don't care who you are. And one of the reasons today that I make that statement is that it's so easy for somebody in the church to say, "Well, he's my minister." Well, I want to be very kind, but I want to be rather firm. I'm not your minister. I trust I'm the minister of Christ. I'm responsible to Him. And therefore, you have no right to sit in judgment on others, especially those that at least think they're doing the will of God, because actually the ministers stand before a higher court than you and than I am. Now, Paul is going to mention three courts here that all of us have to appear before. Every one of you have to go before three courts, and your case is appealed from one to the other, by the way. Now, will you notice that he also says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Now, a steward is one who had charge of giving out the things that were in the house, the food, for instance, the clothes, and that sort of thing. Now, a minister today, in that sense, is one that should dispense the Word of God. You remember the Lord Jesus gave the mystery parables, and by the way, we have here for the third time a reference to the mystery. Here it is, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, let's identify those mysteries. The mysteries are those things that had not been revealed before, and the mysteries are those things that cannot be understood by the natural man. He does not understand them. Only the Spirit of God can take the things of Christ and show them unto us, and that's the mystery. And it's the gospel here, and it is actually the Word of God. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. And we dispense that. Now, in the mystery parable discourse in Matthew 13, our Lord concluded it by saying, "Do you understand these things?" Well, they said they did. I don't know whether they did or not. I don't think they did at the time. But he did not say they didn't, nor did he say he did. But he did say this. He said, "A householder, a steward, brings forth from his treasure things both new and old." Now, that's what today a steward should be doing, bringing forth from the Word of God things new and things old. When anyone used to say to me, "Well, I've heard that before, what you preached on today." Well, I always say that I'm a steward that's to bring forth things both new and old. So today I brought forth a little of the old. I'm sorry that you didn't like it, but that's my business. I'm to bring forth things both new and old. Stewards of the mysteries of God. How wonderful. And I can't think of any calling any higher than that. But actually now, here all of us really are ministers of Christ. You're a preacher, whether you know it or not, and don't get angry with me. There was a man that lived down from the church here in Pasadena when I was pastor here, and this man was a habitual drunkard. He was an alcoholic, a real sot. And he lived with his mother, and his mother, a wonderful Christian, wanted me to talk with him. He's a grown man, and So one day I saw him staggering down the street, so I just detoured him into my study. Didn't have much difficulty there, and he sat down. I told him what a sorry fellow he was. He agreed with every bit of it. And then I said to him, I said, did you know you're a preacher? He stood up, he says, don't you call me that. He says, I'll hit you. And do you know that fellow, he didn't mind being called a drunkard or an alcoholic, but he sure didn't want to be called a preacher. Well, all of us are preachers, and I said to him, we preach by our lives some message. You are saying to the world, those around you, you're saying something by your life. You can't help it. I live my life into you, you live your life into me. It's just that way. We have that kind of influence. Therefore, we're all ministers of Christ. And if we're believers, what kind of a message are we giving?